Bienvenue.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to Nerd Online Radio, show that turns a spotlight on the Community 2 contest. Winners' names, producers' picks, and David Potts' cover of The Village here on nerdonline.com. So stay tuned.
Hello everyone and welcome to Nerd Online Radio. Tonight is the last show of the Community 2 competition. This is the last one you'll ever hear, and we are here tonight to present you the track listing order and announce the producer's picks and the new order picks, and as well as the winner for the sleeve competition, the remix competition, and the video competition. So stay tuned with us, and I hope you have a pleasant evening. You'll also hear some parts of the original material from artists that will be featured on the bonus CD that will be included in each purchase of Community 2. You'll get a bonus CD called a Retro Forward Compilation, which will feature tracks, original material from the artist of Community, which is either Community 1 or 2. And I really hope you'll enjoy it. And we also have bits of interviews, their comments after they actually knew they were on the album. And we're going to start right now. Let's go.
Position number one.
Decided that the album opener will be The Village by David Potts, who is our guest artist on Community 2. And we were quite pleased to have David as a featured artist on this compilation, and we think he did a great job with The Village, and we are really enjoying what we did also with the remix and the video competition. And I believe that Mr. Potts had a blast. He actually enjoyed it quite a lot, and I also believe that he liked it so much that even in the video competition he found somebody to ask to shoot his own video for his next single. And we remind you that Mr. Potts have a new album that will be released later this fall. So our first song will be The Village by David Potts. Okay, so I'm going to read you what actually David Potts said about the competition, and that was already said before, and it's written on his profile page, but he was unable to provide us an audio interview, so I will read exactly his words, so follow me. Okay, it was certainly an odd feeling to be asked to cover a New Order tune, certainly so long after Monaco and getting away from the whole New Order Monaco sound. I write in such a different way now to the day when I wrote with Peter, and doing this cover kind of brought it all back to me. Obviously, Joy Division are having probably a bigger resurgence than New Order than ever, but I'll never deny the effect the influence New Order had on my love of music. They're definitively up there with the Beatles, the Damned, the Jam, and the Who for me, and Peter is such a fucking star and a joy to work with. I suppose it just felt like the right time to do it after finding my own feet and writing music I'm happy writing now. Why The Village? A great uppy, charming, simple pop song with great hooks. I added some as well. I love Brotherhood and PCL equally. As a kid, I used to hang around in a little record shop called Record Peddler on Swan Street in Manchester. Let's just say PCL was rather a lot in there, so I thought I loved and entranced back a little to Kraftwerk. I tried to lose the Kraftwerk influence and bring it back to the guitar song, putting my slant on it as well. I think I did a good job, but that's up to the listener to decide. Good luck with the album, boys. I hope it sells buckets. Love, Potsy. So here it is.
Position number 2.
Hello, this is Fernando from Tingod, and you're listening to your Sun and Face New Order Online Radio. I think it was March this year that I was talking to my friend Wendell from Kronk, and he told me about this competition, and he said, oh, why don't you participate, you're a big fan of New Order, and I just did it for the fun, but I never thought I would get that far. I never thought I would win that face-off, you know, the very strong contestants. When I heard Captain's Black, your Silent Face special, I said, oh, that's it, I'm gone. But I was really happy with my techno-pop version. I thought it sounded modern. It was a great way to pay homage to one of the best bands in the world. And it was great to see so many people saying good things about my work and enjoying it, and they got a lot of votes. So it was fantastic. It was really great. Community 2 represented a big turning point in my career, because now I'm really motivated to make more music, and I'm really working on my first album now. And well, thanks very much for everyone there. Thanks everyone for voting, for the ones who didn't vote anyway. I think there were some fantastic bands in the competition, and I hope to see you guys one day. You know, we can play live, maybe DJ, something like that. Okay. Cheers. Bye from Brazil.
Tin God from Brazil will be the second track on Community 2. And actually, they finished number 9 in the popular vote, making the top 10 out of the more than 100 songs submitted for Community 2. And by the way, they eliminated 2 former Community 1 winners on the way, so it's quite an accomplishment.
Position number 3.
Sunday afternoon, before bell is paid, there's nobody but you. Came back so fast.
We just formed this group few weeks ago, so as to participate in this competition. And we are really, really excited to be a part of it as one of few Asian entries. We hope you enjoy our track. It was Isoko from Yokohama Pipe School, Japan.
Our third song on Community 2 will be Yokohama Crepuscule from Japan. And they finished in 5th place in the cover competition of Community.
Position number 4.
Peter Hook's pick number 3.
I must say, finishing in the number 3 spot really came as a surprise to me. There are so many just fantastic cover tunes that were submitted. So finishing 3rd just really, really came as a shock, and I appreciate all the folks who took time to listen and to vote for me. And as far as being picked by Peter Hook in the number 3 spot again, I guess I just can't break out of the number 3 trend here, but it's really quite an honor that he even took the time to listen to these, and even more so that he liked mine enough to put me in his top 4. Again, it's a total shock and surprise, and it wasn't expected.
Hi, this is Christopher Bentley, and you're listening to my cover of ICB.
My experience with Community has been just wonderful. Not only have I gotten the chance to hear a lot of great tunes from artists who are passionate about this music, but I've actually been afforded the opportunity to work with a few of these people on side projects and collaborations and just all sorts of opportunities that actually stemmed from involvement with the Community project.
So, position number 4 is C. Bentley with ICB, which finished 3rd in the cover competition and is Peter Hooks of New Order's 3rd pick. So that's a lot of tree, considering it's also his 3rd song featured on Community, since he was on Community and Community EP with Temptation and In a Lonely Place. So the reason why Peter Hook picked this song, he said it was because it had some really nice song and he thinks that it would be a hit if it was properly released. And he said he might also play it on his DJ sets. Once again, congratulations to C. Bentley for being picked by New Order.
Position number 5, Peter Hook's pick number 4.
Hi, I'm Tracy from Sunrise Before Dawn, and you are listening to New Order Online Radio. We really enjoyed covering Ruined in a Day and participating in Community 2, and we're really grateful to everyone who took the time to listen to our cover, and especially to those who decided to vote for us. We're really surprised that we ranked in the top 10, since there were so many excellent covers to choose from, but we're also really glad to have had the opportunity to contribute to the Community project. As with the first Community, personally I found that the best part of the competition was listening to the other band's covers and getting to know the other musicians and New Order fans. I've been really lucky to make quite a few new friends and also do some collaborations because of Community, which to me is really the best part of the whole project. Beautiful view from the prison tower.
Sunrise Before Dawn and Ruined in a Day is our 5th song on the album, and actually they finished in 10th place for the popular vote and were picked by New Order as number 4. And the reason actually why Peter Hook selected this song to be on the album, he said, is because of the vocals and because it's quite chill out. So once again, congratulations to Sunrise Before Dawn.
Position number 6, Peter Hook's pick number 2.
We'll be right back. So congratulations to Trivi from Finland for being Peter Hook's pick number two. And actually, it wasn't only a pick by Peter Hook, because David Potts also picked this song as his number two. And since we don't have the reason why Peter Hook picked it, because he left for vacation, because we were able to get the comments, I can give you the reason why David Potts actually selected this song. And the reason he told us, it's because it's a cracking version. He loves the BRMC style. It's swingy and dirty. He says it's great. So once again, congratulations to 3V. They ended the competition in 23rd place, but it doesn't matter since it's picked by New Order, so it goes automatically on the album. And it's probably one of the most original covers for Blue Monday since a while. So congratulations, guys.
Number 7. Producer speaks. Sputnik.
Listening to the track and trying to work out ideas, I got a sense that the original doubts even here on movement sounded somewhat constrained. I finally cracked the code on the song after about 6 weeks with a more aggressive take on it. I think the strengths of this version lie primarily in being a bit more expressionistic in the emotional tone of the song, where I think the original was a bit more constrained and, you know, almost accepting of its fate. My version is a bit more defiant and I think in touch with some of the subtext of anger that I always felt was a real part of that track.
This is Phantom West and is going to be at number 7 on Community 2. And he made the album because it's actually my own personal pick for the album. And actually, Phantom West finished in number 18 of the popular vote. And the reason why I picked this song is quite easy. You see, Movement is my least favorite New Order album, and I don't know why. The covers on Community 2 from Movement were all good, and, well, what can I say? It's tough to say in words, but this cover of Doubts Even Here was a real grower, and each time I listened to it, it was getting in my head, and I really loved it. And it was a very difficult choice for me, because the other song that was a candidate for my pick was Kingspin version of Weirdo, which I just love too, and have a very, very good guitar sound, exactly this type of guitar I love in the track. And it was a tough decision, but in the end, I felt that since I like both songs equally, and I saw that Phantom West did a little better in the voting, no offense to Kingspin, I know it was a plan B, and that's probably why it fell so low in the chart, because this cover was awesome too. And so that's the reason why I picked Doubts Even Here. And trust me, it was a song I didn't know very much, and, well, I just loved it. So congratulations to Tim, and I think he just signed the record deal. So watch for this guy. You heard his original material earlier, and it's going to be good. Thank you.
Position number 8. Producer speaks, Amanso.
First community was a great experience for us, and apart from the excitement we had at that time, it was our motivation to start again and produce our own music once more, because we had stopped our efforts at that time. This time community 2 started for us with more pressure, because we wanted to make our cover better than our previous one in the first community. We think we managed that, and it's more exciting than the first one this time, because there are a lot more people participating, and it's more organized, I think.
There is a secret place underneath the tree, where if you come and
hello fellow New Order Online members, this is Almanso, and I'm here to tell you about why did I choose My Producer Speak. It was pretty hard for me, because there were 2 tracks that in my opinion were the best of the competition, and those were Intersong by Hotsets and Behind Closed Doors from Labster. And I decided to choose Labster because since the final results of the song competition, I kept listening to all tracks. And this one was particularly grower because of the great production it has and that cinematic feeling, that sort of ethereal atmosphere, if you like, that Labster's song has and made me vote for it. I remember when he delivered the track for the final round, he told us on his email that this song represented Labster at his finest. And it really does. In fact, I was kind of happy that his version of Your Silent Face lost against Tingot on the preliminary rounds, since at that time I thought he could do much better than that. And Behind Closed Doors proved I was right of expecting the best from Labster, so that's why I decided to choose it, and I want to take the opportunity to congratulate the guys of Hotsex for a tremendous job they did. So this is My Producer Speak. Enjoy Labster and Behind Closed Doors on New Order Online Radio. Position number 9.
Hello, I'm Sofia Voskori.
And I am Alejo Parella,
also known as Glasnost. The reason we chose Turn is because we both like it a lot. Plus, it's from the new album, and since new albums tend to get neglected, as the first community proved, we felt we should be bold and give it a go. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Glasnost, and the song is Turn.
So, track number 9 is Glasnost and their cover of Turn, which ended at the second spot in our cover competition with 109 votes, which is a pretty good total and very close to the first position. It was a close race until the end. And once again, congratulations to them. It was a pretty good cover, one of my favorite, which would have probably been my producer's pick if it wasn't in the top 10. So here you go.
Position number 10.
Subculture is a song that really takes me back to the time when I would go to the goth clubs and new wave clubs in Miami and just lose myself dancing to this amazing yet dark song. Yet at the same time, it also takes me back to the first time I heard it when I was probably like 14 and just going to the parties at my friends' houses and just, I don't know, just one of those songs that made a marking, and now we're covering it. It's just quite funny. Popvert is a band from Miami originally. Jose, aka Pepvert, programs and does keyboards. Joey Lindholm sings. I play guitar, and Brendan Buckley plays drums.
Is Popvert with Subculture. Subculture finished at the 7th place on the popular vote with something like, 84 votes, which was quite good for the band. And actually, we learned last week that the band actually shot a video for the song, so we'll be pleased to see that. And we believe that the first minute we received the song, we had a strong feeling this was going to be on the album. And it's one of the best vocal females on this competition. So, congratulations again to Popvert. Position number 11.
Peter Hook's pick number 1.
Before actually I say anything, I just wanted to say that the guys from New Order Online are, they're great. It's great of them to have this competition, and it's a great site. For years and years I've been coming here. So I'd like to thank them for just doing a good job. So I picked No Love Lost because I thought I could take a harder track and turn that into a harder electronic track, which might have been what they would have done had they done that track today. Maybe, I'm guessing. Anyway, so I did the track, and the competition was fun. I think I made it into the second round, I guess, because I'm here. And then I didn't make it to the last round. I think eventually I placed 40-something out of, I'm not sure how many. Doesn't matter. I was still pretty happy to place that way, and it was a great competition. At that point, I forgot about it. And then eventually, a couple weeks ago, I got an email from Sputnik, and it said, "Congratulations, you've been selected by Peter Hook as his favorite track in the competition." Fuck me! Now, I think I stared at the screen for probably 45 minutes. Then I jumped up and down, and I'm still in shock. My favorite musician from my favorite band selected my track. Still in shock. Enough said. Very, 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 very flattered, very excited, and I will now push myself to write a lot more music, a lot faster, and make the music faster. So I guess there's nothing left to say, except for Here's No Love Lost by Serotonin.
So once again, congratulations to Serotonin with No Love Lost, with New Order's number one pick, selected by Peter Hook. And we unfortunately don't have the reason why Peter Hook picked this track, but I will get that in time for the album release, don't worry. And it was quite clear that it was his winning track, and well, maybe the DJ influence in Peter Hook is the reason why he selected this track. And actually, if you check on the website, you'll see Serotonin finished in number 49 in the popular vote with 25 votes, so he's the greatest gainer. So congratulations once a lot, and for a first track, it's really not bad. So keep on rocking, and we're waiting to hear the original material. Thank you.
No love lost. No love lost.
Position number 12.
Hello everyone, this is Alejo Parella, also known as Almanzo, on New Order Online, and one of the co-producers of Community and Community 2. I remember last year when Nick and Mike mentioned the possibility of doing Community 2, I said no way, because I thought it was too soon for another album. But after all this time, now I think it was a good idea actually, because we could accomplish much more than on the first one. We had Potsy participating, we had the video contest and the remix contest, so it went pretty well. And I'm quite pleased with the songs that had been delivered for competition. It was nice to hear so many good tracks. About my rendition, I wasn't sure many people would like it, because in a brass section, I think it's quite brave to Joy Division or New Order track. In this case, it was New Than Fates, which makes it even more brave. But I was really pleased with the result, so it didn't really matter if the song could win or not, since I was able to make the version I wanted to make. And also, it was a great opportunity to record something with my dad, which is also a musician, a jazz musician. And it was a really nice experience too. So thank you for everyone who was voting for me or against me. It doesn't matter. What it matters is that everyone was voting and everyone was choosing their favorites, and this final track listing represents everybody's taste. So here it is, my version of New Damn Fates. I'm Almanzo, and this is New Order Online Radio.
This is Almanzo with his cover of New Dawn Fates, the only Joy Division song that was voted into the top 10, unfortunately. And thanks to New Order to have picked at least one more, so we actually have now two Joy Division songs on the album. And if we ever make a follow-up album, I believe half of the songs will be Joy Division songs, because many songs made it between 10 and 25. Almenso actually finished in position number 6 with, let me check, 80 votes. And Almenso was also selected on Community 1 with Angel Dust, and was also featured on Community EP with Ceremony. Position number 13.
I'm in a band based out of San Francisco called Tomohiro. Started playing live early last year, 2005, and just finished up first full-length CD. It's called Play Dead. You can check it out at tomohira.com, T-O-M-I-H-I-R-A. Mr. Disco has always been one of my favorite songs. It's an amazing song, and it's amazingly understated, much like a lot of their album tracks are. What's really cool is the consistency in their albums. If you look at the progression that's led up to Technique, you'll find that no matter what aesthetic or sonic qualities they're choosing, they always end up with a great stack of songs for an album.
Position 13 on the album is Tomohiro with Mr. Disco, and actually it was a tough contender to be the album opener because it has such a beautiful intro. You didn't hear it in the mix of the songs in the background music of this actually, but the intro is quite amazing, and that's probably the first thing that strikes you when you listen to this song. And actually Tomohiro finished in 4th place of the popular vote competition with 96 votes, and that was quite clear one of the top 5 songs from the competition. And once again, congratulations, and hopefully more people will get to know this great band.
This is Zandy McNally, aka Kremlin. A big shout out to the Hebden Bridge posse listening to this, which is probably no one at all apart from our cat Hank. Meow. I was pretty gobsmacked to be chosen for the CD this time, since I didn't think I was going to be able to submit anything at all. I originally recorded Mr. Disco, a kind of happy, clappy house version that sounded good to me initially, taking the song in a more up direction, but after a bit it started to grate, and of course by that stage I'd very little time to do much else. But I managed to get Lonesome Tonight together after getting an extension from Nick for good behaviour. I knew this was the better of the two, and after having heard Tomohiro's effort, it was definitely the right decision. I found the competition overall a little long, which I think everyone feels now, definitely the organisers, but that all added to the kind of tension involved in the voting and stuff. I have to say a big thanks to Almanso for giving me feedback on my first effort, and it was positive but not glowing, kind of realistic stuff, and I knew from that point that I had to up my game. Also Nick for being so patient and getting the whole thing together. It can't be easy rounding up so many disorganised musician types on a regular basis. And of course, thanks to everyone who voted for me, and to everyone who voted at all. In fact, cheers. This is Kremlin with Deer and the Driver on New Order Online Radio. My original song, Deer and the Driver, is one I've had written for some time, but never properly recorded. It's always been a bit of a sort of campfire tune. It's based on an incident that happened to my folks when they were on the way to the airport and hit a deer as it ran across the road. And in an entirely pretentious way, that made me think about life, mortality and so forth. And the song kind of sprang from that image. I think the deer unfortunately died in that incident, but my parents were okay apart from, you know, superficial car damage. But in the song, I wanted to make it more ambiguous as to the outcome. I've got a number of projects in the pipeline, and as long as it doesn't fill up with oil, I'm in a band called Modern Cliff Dwellers with one of the members of 80s goth group Sisters of Mercy, believe it or not, although he's been on tour for the past 4 months, so I've not really seen much of him. I met him doing a course in live music performance in Leeds last year. I'm also going to get a Kremlin website together and post up some more tunes, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Okay, thanks for lending your ears and take care. This is Kremlin with Lonesome Tonight on New Order Online Radio.
Do you believe in truth? The lies we told of youth, a cause we call our own.
So this is Kremlin and Lonesome Tonight, which will be at position number 14 on Community 2, and he actually finished in spot number 8 in the popular vote with 80 votes, so it's actually quite a good performance, and he was very close to the 6th place, so it's not a problem to be in 8th place. And once again, congratulations to Kremlin for making it. And if you remember him, he also was on Community 1 with Sooner Than You Think. Position number 15.
Producer speaks when ordered.
Well, 1963 is a fantastic pop song. It has drive, a great melody, and just seemed well suited to be generalized, really. The New Order did it mostly with synths. We wanted to try a more rock and roll take on it, to take away whatever innocence New Order left behind. And I kind of think we did too. Myself, Matt Swift, and Chris Leeson. Generally, Chris takes care of the percussion. I'll handle the bass guitar and vocals. And we both share guitar duties. It's an arrangement where we're able to freely exchange ideas and collaborate quite easily, even though we've never actually played together in person. So, I guess he could be totally faking this whole thing. But we're able to create music working from our separate studios. We're producing some unique and exciting electro rock at the moment, and we're planning a full album for sale sometime later this year.
Since One Order was unable to give us his recorded comments about his producer's pick, as you know, he's been very, very busy for the last 2 months with the launch of a magazine called Scene in the Baltimore Scene, actually, and a lot of other things going on with Retro Forward as well as Community 2. So I can assure you that the first minute he heard 1963, he was sure this one would be on the album. And the minute he saw the song finished at position number 28, he knew at the moment that this would be his producer's pick, because he enjoyed the song so much. And really, he was hooked from the instrumental demo up to the final version of this song. So congratulations to the guys of Generalized to be another producer's picks and another Canadian band on the album. Position number 16.
Hello everybody on New Order Online. This is Jukka.
And this is Joni from Oh.
It was a great surprise for us that Oh made it to number one and was so well received by the members and everything on the community. The song which we made with Oh, Dream Attack, we decided to make just a clear pop version without too much fuss, and it was actually made quite fast. Tese just sang the vocals and Jone did pretty much the mixing. Then we listened it a few times and together. And then we decided that it's gonna be the final version, and it was done in a day or so. Would like to thank everybody in the community, all the members, the staff, organizers of this competition for nice competition what we had, and we would like to wish everybody well, and hopefully we'll get to do something like this again.
Finished, of course, in first place of the whole community competition with 129 votes, which is about 20 more than the following songs if you go in the raw results, and 7 songs if you count the members that were actually allowed to vote. That's because we had a cutoff date of January 1st to register to be able to have a vote that counts. So they got about 4.2% of the votes in total, which gave them the first place. And can you actually believe that this was their first song in English? And if you heard their original song also in English, I think they can easily break up in the radio, at least in North America or something, because it's the kind of pop that plays on the radio every time. So with good promotion, I believe they might do it. So once again, congratulations to win the competition, and of course the two brothers of Oh Who, Juka and Juni that actually finished number one and number two in the remix competition, which is the bonus track of the CD. So what you're going to hear just after this, and we'll reveal who will win this competition by popular vote and who was selected by David Potts actually to be the remix. Oh yeah, and the reason this song is actually the album closer, though we have a bonus track of course, is because of its great ending. So for one last time before the album, here's Dream Attack by Hoo Hoo and the ending.
I would do what I can, but I can't change the way that I am.
Today is the big day that we're going to reveal the results of the remix competition. Of course, you knew that the voting, popular voting, didn't mean anything except by selecting a popular winner. Because after the first elimination, the remix were eligible to be selected by David Potts to be on the album. And that was the agreement we had with David that he was going to select the winner. And actually, I think he did quite a good job at it and he was quite pleased with it. So I'm going to do his top 5 in reverse order and give you his comments.
Remix competition, position number 5.
Position number 5 is Atomic Boy from Finland, who is also a member of Hoo Hoo, and actually our winner of the popular vote for the remix competition. So it's not a bad thing, you've been picked by the members and also by David Potts, and here is the reason why he picked this song. He said it's... Okay, so that's what he said. He said it's very well produced and lovely sounding remix, a post from the East Ender drum fills, which may not translate into Finnish. I love the do-do-do sections and the new eyeline keyboard added. Really kept the essence of the song. Very nice and quite curish. Made the vocals sound great. This would have been the winner, but the others sounded more experimental and more like remixes than just a lovely version of the song. If that makes sense, sorry, it's still lovely though.
Hi, this is Atomic Boy, and also known as Jouni or Jone. Before I made my remix, I went to Shanghai, which is a big village, to get my cover photo. I just felt that I wanted to do a little bit more produced version with some additional riffs and instruments, and I think it turned out quite nice. And by the way, this tone break is just for Armanso.
Remix competition, position number 4.
Position number 4 by David Potts is Bush from France. And the reason why he picked this song, he said, I didn't get it at first. Sounded like my vocal had been placed over an ID they already had, which may be the case, but the more I listen to it, the more I love it. Those massive chord and vox effects are great, doped up to folk, reminding me a little of Ultramarine, and always like them, and of course I have a penchant for the French. Nice change of pace and really different. Skin up.
Remix competition. Position number 3.
It's like the flowers. Oh, it's like the flowers. Oh, I love. It's like the flowers. Oh, I love. It's like the flowers. Oh, I love.
Position number 3 for the remix competition is Serotonin from Canada. And the reason why David Potts actually picked this song, he said it's a fucking mad intro, brilliant. Then it all goes a bit Donna Summer. Love the vocal effects and the low bass synth. Great club tune, always expect it to go into the Sweeney theme tune. Brilliant, a close second to number 2. And here's a bit of what Vic had to say about his remix.
Hi, this is Vic from Serotonin, and you are about to listen to my remix of The Village, David Potts' cover of The Village. I like what David Potts did to The Village. He took an electronic track and made it more of a rock track, or a guitar-based track anyway. And I like that when people take something and twist it around and make it their own. So I thought I would do the same to his cover of The Village and turn it back into an electronic track. So I kind of pictured, had this visual image in my head of a satellite orbiting around the Earth, and you hear some space sounds, transmissions, things like that. So when you listen to the remix, keep that in your head. Maybe it'll give you a different picture. So here it is, Serotonin's remix of The Village.
Remix competition, position number 2.
Position number 2 is Dance Upon Nothing and the remix of The Village, of course. And actually, that's a bit of an anecdote, something funny. I sent a CD to Potsy, and then I realized that I had put the same remix twice on the CD and forgot to include Dance Upon Nothing. So, well, it was kind of eliminated from the first round, so not eligible, but to be honest with each contestant, I decided to send another CD to David Potts, including this remix, and I also included the remix done by Kremlin, which was unfinished, and I said to him it was also unfinished, so I wanted him to have all the remixes in hand, and actually he came back to me and he said, you know what, I think I changed my mind. The Dance Upon Nothing is better, and I want this one. And the problem is, I already had said to the winner that he had won, so I was kind of screwed up. But anyway, after that, David Potts told me, let me listen to them again, and he finally took about 1 or 2 weeks to listen to the remixes, and finally, Dance Upon Nothing made it to number 2. And what he had to say, he said, this one's fairly pumping out the four to the floor. great sounding synths and vocal effects. Arrangement works very well. I think it's sounding the most Euro out of the lot. Like the use of the Rain Sea Hours as a hook. Really haze, but the one that is number one just clinch for it.
Competition. Position number one.
Hi, this is DJ Ionic. I'm also known as Jukka Hilberg. I did the remix version of David Potts' Village. I want to make a club type of a song. I don't know why, but it just happened to turn that way. I want to change the chord structure a little bit, make it into format where it could be used by DJs, having a long start and long end with drums and instruments, so that the DJs could easily use it in their sets. I wasn't going to use all the vocals, that's at least what I thought, but when they start to fit into the song so well, I decided to use pretty much all the vocals. I did the tracks in my home studio, and then we mixed it together with Jone to give it the final polished sound. Already quite well received by the members and everybody on community. I think we had a very good competition on the remix section as well. We had a lot of very nice and good remixes, and I'm a little bit surprised for making it so far as well in this competition. And I would like to thank all the voters, and especially Mr. Potts for picking my remix to be on the Community 2 album. Thanks.
When the rain falls to the sea, they'll be waiting for you and for me, and the sky reflects our image.
So there you have it. The winner of the remix competition, as selected by Mr. David Potts, is Jukka Hilberg as DJ Ionic, and his remix of The Village that you are hearing right now. And the reason why David Potts selected this song, he said, "Another Finnish entry, and I really love this one most. The synths are great, and he's really changed the feel and chords, incorporating the vocals well. Love those top starty, half-time and 4/4 drums. I'd love to hear this in a club. After the haze dub drop into, there's a cool change in chord structure. Love this because it's really different and experimental. Cool. Congratulations to him. He finished in second place in popular voting, lost to his brother. But I believe both remixes were actually good, and it will be a pleasure to have this as the album bonus track. So that's it for the Community 2 competition. The next step is the album going on pre-sale next week, so don't forget to pre-order. I'll have a special announcement for people who will pre-order next week and follow this up. And also, I would like to thank everybody that voted for My Sleeve, because actually I am the winner of the design competition, and I will work with One Order and on the sleeve, and will come with something that might please everybody, because I felt my design had a little enhancement to have. So that's it. And also, we remind you that the winner of the video competition that will be featured on the album is François-Marc Laz. Here is what François-Marc had to say about him winning the video competition. "It's been a great honor to be picked by New Order Online members. I still find it hard to believe. The other videos were really good and impressive. I appreciated every one of them, and I am very jealous of the talent and skills of the different directors. every one of their videos were full of imaginative ideas, and I swear that until the end of the voting process, I did not think I would be the winner of the video competition. Being one of the two favorite videos of David Putt's brightened my week too. Among with the onliner's comments, it gave me more confidence in my skills, and I am very thankful to everybody who shared their opinions. It's been a great pleasure to participate to Community 2. I am not a musician, then I could not submit a cover. I am only able to make films, and probably not very good ones. Then I am just very thankful to the Community crew who opened the video competition. Concerning the voting process, first of all, like I said before, it was really quite a surprise and a pleasure to make it to the finals. I did not have an internet when the results of the final round of the video competition were announced. It's a friend of mine who gave me a buzz and told me the good news. It took me months to find an ID for the video. It really did. After many and many listened to the song, I started to wonder what would be the perfect lover for the man. I realized that it would be a woman made of plastic, because she would not be any trouble. I turned the ID upside down and thought about this very attractive and sweet woman who would have a plastic man as a boyfriend. And the only thing she would ask for him would be to stay with her all the time. But even on this very simple basis, their relationship would not work out. In the end, it turns out to be a funny but pessimistic story in the same. And once again, thanks to everybody that participated into this project. I know it's been a long road, but we're finally made it, and now the album is being mastered by C. Bentley, and we're going to probably send it to production at the beginning of the month of September. So we are expecting a release in October, and I really hope that we'll be able to do the launch party on the New Order Online Day on October 28th, where I will be in London, and where actually four bands that participated into Community 2 will be featured and playing live, ending with a DJ set by Peter Hook. So please stay on New Order Online and check that out. And if you are in London in that weekend, you have two New Order show and the Community 2 launch, which will be at the New Order Online Day, and that will be October 28th, and I really hope the album will be ready by then. So thank you once again, and this is the end of the Community 2 podcast. So I hope you enjoyed them, and see you maybe in 2 years. Thank you.
This concludes tonight's community special on New Order Online Radio. See you all next time.